The lights flicked on, and a round of soft groans filled the hall as people shielded their eyes at the sudden brightness. This was followed by another shriek and a round of growing anxiety. Ginger, leaning on the railing, held her opera glasses to her eyes. "Oh, mercy," she said. "It's the Duchess."
"What is it?"
Ambrosia shifted out of her chair. Her eyesight wasn't what it once had been, and her hands trembled as she lifted her glasses to her face.
"Oh, dear Lord! Is that the blue gown that—"
Ambrosia went limp, and Basil gathered her weight in time to prevent a fall. Ambrosia wasn't the type to succumb to the vapours, so this event had truly been a shock. Ambrosia's eyes flickered open as Ginger called for the waiter's assistance.
"I'm all right. Don't fuss over me. Go and find out what's happened."
Basil took Ginger's hand.
"Let's go."
Coming from the opposite direction, Ginger and Basil reached the scene moments after the Duke and his brother. The Duke's thunderous voice reached them.
"Deborah!"
The Duchess's body lay facing up near the front of stage right. Her skin was ashen, her eyes unblinking. Blood seeped from her nose and her ears. Her mouth was opened in a perpetual scream. Basil immediately took charge.
"Everyone stay calm and back away, but do not leave the building."
He instructed the waiters and hall staff that had rushed to the scene.
"Seal the doors and summon the police."
"Good Lord!"
came a familiar voice. Ginger turned to the man.
"Charles, what are you doing here?"
"We were accosted by a pal of Felicia's and hadn't managed to leave the premises before we heard the screaming."
Facing Basil, he said,
"Chief Inspector, can I be of assistance?"
With relief, Basil said,
"Please ensure Scotland Yard has been rung and that the ushers have sealed the doors."
Charles's long forehead collapsed into a series of lines.
"Do you have reason to suspect anything other than an accident?"
Ginger answered for Basil. "We have to assume foul play until it can be proved otherwise. The Duchess didn't appear to be the type to lose her balance and to fall over a railing, and from our recent conversation, she didn't appear intoxicated or mentally unbalanced." Charles hurried away as Felicia stepped into the fray.
"My happiest of days has been ruined."
Ginger felt for her. It was natural to desire a romantic story when remembering the night of one's engagement, and Felicia's tale had started so well.
"Once Charles returns, you must be on your way." "I'm sorry for sounding sulky," Felicia said.
She sighed at the sight of the Duchess's body. It was sadly not the first time she'd witnessed something so morbid.
"Poor lady. I'm really a wretched creature for complaining about my spoiled evening when she never even lived through hers."
Ginger squeezed Felicia's hand. Her attention was drawn to the Duke and his brother, and Basil was asking them questions that Ginger didn't want to miss.
"Why don't you sit here until Charles returns?" "I suppose, but perhaps I can be of some help."
"It would be tremendously helpful if you and Charles could see Ambrosia back to Hartigan House. I've left the poor thing alone in our box." Ginger stepped in beside Basil, in time to hear him ask about the Duke's whereabouts when his wife fell.
"I was in our box, getting bloody bothered by the fact that she hadn't returned. The lights had already gone down."
"Where had she gone?"
Basil asked.
"The last time we saw you, there were three in your party."
Ginger glanced at Lord Percy, who looked as if he was barely reining in his outrage. His face held a pinched expression highlighted with a hard blush. Who or what was stirring his anger?
"She told me she was visiting the ladies,"
the Duke answered. His eyes fell back to the body of his wife, and he covered his face with a large palm.
"How did she end up like this?"
"Our deepest condolences," Basil said. "I intend to find the answers you seek."